You're welcome back to the news at one. So the phony war is almost over, and the 33rd Dáil, which began just as the implications of the pandemic were becoming clear, is sitting for the final time. As the Taoiseach told last night's 6-1 News, the general election will be called tomorrow and will take place on Friday, the 29th of this month. The next Dáil will be larger. There'll be 14 additional TDs, and many constituency boundaries have been redrawn. Over the next few days, promises will be honed, canvassing will be ramped up, and lampposts will be hidden by a forest of posters. During a testy final leaders' questions, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty accused the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, of misleading the House over the money being spent on school phone pouches.
Your minister oversees the OPW that spent €336,000 on the bike shed, €1.4 million on a security hut, and you can't stand there and do a punches pilot and wash your hands of it. Your ministers are all over this, the waste of public money, not just on us, but the National Children's Hospital as well. A runaway train, the Minister for Health oversees that project. He's a Fianna Fáil minister. Now, I asked you specific questions. You didn't tell the truth. You just kept the information from the public. I asked you, why were we not told that there would be an additional €2 million cost on the phone pouches every single year?
Deputy, could you have explained to me why your party introduced it in Northern Ireland, but they're not on an executive?
We didn't.
Oh, sorry, no,
we didn't.
I mean, the hypocrisy of you. What hypocrisy through the chair? What hypocrisy? This initiative is already in place in Northern Ireland, and the executive of Northern Ireland financed it. And who's the finance minister? Sinn Féin holds the finance ministry. You are doing this for naked political reasons.
Answer the questions.
Please, can we maintain some sort of decorum? I know you're all worked up and excited about undertaking the campaign, but save it for the doorsteps.
Count Corla, Sean O'Farrell there. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is at Leinster House. Paul, several long-serving TDs have been making their final contributions, and perhaps predictably enough, there was a bit of a ding-dong at leaders' questions.
Yeah, I mean, there were four rows because there were four speakers at leaders' questions. So you had Piers Doherty, as you heard there, on accusations of government waste. We had the Social Democrats leader, Holly Cairns, on housing delivery, and in particular, as she was saying, an abject failure when it came to affordable provision or provision of affordable housing. You had People Before Profits, Breed Smith, talking about Gaza and issues there. And you had the independent TD, Matt Shanahan, on medical facilities for the South East. So the Taoiseach was battling on all fronts. Temperatures were very raised. But what you basically had was the themes of the election campaign being debated in the Dáil on its last day, and they're going to be taken out onto the streets just ahead of that. One of the interesting things was Breed Smith of People Before Profit. She's the outgoing TD for Dublin South Central. She is not going to be standing again. So in her contribution, just in that last contribution in the past few minutes, she said she was very much looking forward to not banging her head against the Dáil wall, trying to make progress on key issues. And then she quipped, she hoped that her party's councillor, Hazel Dunortún, would get the chance to do the exact same after election 2024.
Talk us then, Paul, through what happens next, because officially speaking, the election won't be called until tomorrow.
Yes, so we have the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. He is in Hungary at an EU leaders meeting, it's a sort of European leaders meeting first, and then an EU leaders meeting, and then he's going to travel back tomorrow from Hungary to Ireland, and we expect him to go to government buildings probably by mid-afternoon. At that point, we anticipate that he's going to announce his intentions of what he's going to do, which is calling the general election. He would then go to Áras an Uachtaráin. Under the constitution, he has to inform President Michael D. Higgins of his intention, and then he would return to the government buildings around early afternoon. At that point, there could be a Fine Gael, rather than sort of anything done at government buildings, but a Fine Gael press launch, or he could go out on the canvas. Once again, it's quite fluid, but basically you are into the general election campaign proper right there and then. That's what's going to be happening over the next 24 hours, and we will get the chance then, Rachel, to test, you know, some of the great quotes of all time, like Napoleon Bonaparte said, a leader is someone who deals in hope. Is it the case that Simon Harris, as the new leader of Fine Gael, is going to be able to deliver an electoral bounce? Or is it the case, with half of his parliamentary party going, that the new councillor he has are not able to get enough name recognition to get themselves enough first preference votes to be able to sort of deliver seats for the party? And you can do walk through all the rest of the individual, whether it's Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, Labour, Social Democrats. That's what they're all going to be trying to do. And it all starts tomorrow evening.
Paul, many thanks for that. Paul Cunningham there at Leinster House. Well, the last election was an unprecedented three-way race, with Sinn Féin receiving the largest number of votes, Fianna Fáil just behind and Fine Gael in third. Those tight numbers led to lengthy negotiations on forming a government. So what can we expect this time? Gary Murphy is Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. He's with us in studio. Gary, every campaign throws up surprises. I mean, the last time we had this long-running row, really, about the pension age. But on what issues do you think this election is likely to be fought?
Well, I think the three that Paul mentioned when he spoke to Rachel, housing, health and government waste, which is a really dangerous one for the government. They say it's the little things that trip you up, as Albert Reynolds famously said 30-odd years ago. And there was millions spent on the security hut and or less than a million on the bike shed could really come back to haunt the government as the campaign gets into full swing. And I think one other issue that was pertinent to what happened in the United States earlier the week, cost of living. And how people feel at a micro level, as I think from the macro, that the unemployment figures are the employment figures are very good. Sort of the macroeconomic picture is good, and you can see the government will be trumpeting that. But if you're not feeling it in your own pocket, campaigns can quickly go awry for governments.
Mm-hmm. This is it. I mean, it's obviously better for the state to have money than to be broke. But I suppose there's a question to which people might end up saying, listen, if we're so well off, why isn't my life better?
Yeah, or why isn't the housing crisis solved? Or why do I have to wait 24 hours if I go to A&E? That would be very pertinent, I think, in Limerick and across the cities in particular. So there is this curious mix, I suppose I'd describe it as micro and macro, which can affect the government. Now, the government's in a reasonably good position. The poll numbers, particularly for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, I mean, historically they're bad, but in terms of the last 5 years, they're actually pretty decent. And, and it's been a difficult 9 months in particular for Sinn Féin ever since they sort of called the referendums on care and the family wrong. And then you had the local and European elections. So I think for all parties, it is all to play for. And we just have to wait and see. And thankfully, it's only a three-week campaign. So, I mean, it seems that we've been in perpetual campaigning for the last few months since Simon Harris took over and after the European and local elections. But 3 weeks, I think, was just about as much as any of us can take.
Is it inevitable that immigration will be an issue this time in a way that it hasn't really been before?
I think so, almost certainly. And we saw a little bit of it with the local elections. And we saw some candidates who we might describe as far right, although I think they would reject that that label, getting elected, particularly in Dublin City Council. And clearly Fine Gael have moved their position on immigration in relation to what is clearly public disquiet. I mean, a lot of people are very welcoming of immigrants. What they don't like is, to go back to the United States, is illegal immigration and how that impacts on services. And we heard that a lot during the local elections, that people are welcoming in whatever town it might be. But if the services for GPs, for school places are not there, well, I think that is an issue that the government is going to have to factor in. How big of an issue, I think, remains to be decided. I think housing and health, these were the one and two issues in 2020. They were the one and two issues in 2016. I mean, not having the children's hospital built is very bad, I think, for the government. That, again, is a difficulty for them. Remember, there was going to be a no-confidence motion in Simon Harris, of all people, when he was Minister for Health, because of the spiralling costs of the children's hospital in, wait for it, January, February of 2020. And here
and
we
course,
are, nearly 5 years
that,
later. And
all of that precipitated last election.
Indeed. And that last election, I mean, at the start of it, one would have said that, this is going to be difficult for Sinn Féin. But you mentioned the pension issue, Rachel. You also had the RIC controversy, the commemoration of the RIC at the beginning of the campaign, which kind of... Fine Gael got off to a very bad start and they never really recovered. And I think that'll be something they want to avoid. They have a new leader. We have the famous Harris Hop. One other thing to watch, I think, will be the difficulties of the two leaders, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, will face when they come up to debate Mary Lou MacDonald here in RTÉ. And I think we're almost inevitably going to see her say, these are Tweedledum and Tweedledee, a line she used in 2020. And that could be a tricky issue for the leaders to face when they're in competition, as they are, I think, almost certainly for last seats all across the state.
Gary, many thanks for that. And we'll have more on the election before the end of the programme. But we're